Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Green. I am Psychic Medium Tony Green. We are going to be doing a 60-minute show today. Every Monday and Wednesday, I come on and I do a 60-minute show. During the show, I answer your questions about love, life, career, finances, any aspect of your life at all, and help you connect to a loved one on the other side. Throughout the show, from beginning to end, I'll be doing healings, clearings, the angels will. I'll just be letting you know what they're doing to you on many different aspects of your life, any aspect that you want a clearing on. If you'd like, you can join us on YouTube every Monday and Wednesday at noon when I record the show live. It is on YouTube, yep, and or you can call in, and the call-in number to ask a question over the phone is 845-277-9131. Now, if you are watching on YouTube, you can also post a question in the YouTube chat, and I will try to answer that question for you. I need to apologize to everybody who was with me last week and asking questions in the YouTube chat. I thought that after the show, I could go in and answer the questions, but as soon as I cut the feed, I guess I cannot not answer those questions. So if I don't get to it during the show, then the next show, and I will get to your question as soon as I can, okay? There are so many people in the chat already. Oh, my gosh, I love you guys. Hey, June team. Juneteenth. Thank you. Welcome to the show. Patrick, Amy, Anne is here. Rebecca, Sal, Genevieve, Vaughn, Heather. There are so many people in here already. Thank you for joining me. If you do have a question and you call in, the energy is always better when calling in because we can just go back and forth. You can give confirmation for the watchers and the listeners. But if you cannot call in and the only way you can ask a question is through the chat, I'm happy to answer that. Just one more quick little thing here for you. Please, I will never reach out to you on any social media venue and tell you need a reading or anything. So please don't fall for that on any social media. Don't list. If they do, just report them. Just report them. That's it. Just whatever. Okay. And the reason I say report them is because you might know it's not me, but the next person might not know it's not me. And that's why. So we just stop them all together. Okay. I start the show every single time with names that I hear from people up above. And right now, the first name I heard, even while I was just doing the chat, was Alfred or Elfreda. Now, I think these could be two different people. I think there's definitely an Alfred here because I heard Alfred first, and then I heard Elfreda a couple seconds later. The way the names work is your name. It could be your loved one in heaven's name, or it could be somebody that you know their name, okay? I'm going to go through the names, and then I'll do songs. Don't worry. People love the songs, even though I can't sing. I cannot sing. I don't care that I can't sing. The next name that I'm hearing is Julian. Julian. It's not Julie Ann, it's Julie N. And then the next name that I'm hearing is, I cannot roll my tongue, folks. I can do a lot of things with my tongue. Rolling it is not one of them. Roberto. Okay, laugh with me, laugh at me. It's okay, I don't care. Roberto. And then I'm hearing the name that just, it's a last name, and it might go with Roberto. I'm not going to keep trying to roll my tongue. But the last name is Gonzalez. So I pretty solid know that's a last name and not a first name, Gonzalez. And then the name I'm hearing is well, we're going to let the names go for now. Mary. Okay. Now I'm going to go to the songs. Now the songs could be a song you love, they loved, and or you it meant something to both of you. You listened to it together. Or if you're not wanting to connect with somebody on the other side, the song could be the answer to a question that you've been trying to figure out. Something in your life you've been trying to figure out and you haven't been able to figure it out. Spirit always speaks to us through music. I don't care who you are. Spirit speaks to you through music. Okay? So the first song that's coming through today, and I feel like there's not going to be that many today because I'm going to need to get straight through to people calling in or asking questions online. Oh, Amy in the chat says, Alfred is my dad. Mary is my aunt. Okay, excellent. Thank you for that confirmation. And I'm going to say this to everybody. Amy is connected to both Alfred and Mary, but if you are also connected to Alfred and Mary, it's for you also, okay? It doesn't mean it's only for Amy. It can be for a number of people, okay? The first song coming through is And She Was. And it's something like she was dun 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 dun. Okay, that is not how the song goes. I'm gonna stop there. Look up And She Was and you will get the song. I think it's In Excess. No, maybe. I don't know. I keep hearing In Excess. So maybe it's In Excess is INXS. Okay. And then the next song is that song, and you can sing my sweater. These are not, you know what, you guys, I need to tell you, you might think these are songs that I listen to and or like. Not all of them. Some of them I don't even know, like that sweater song. I don't think I've heard it, but it's not. It's not on any playlist that I have any place. That's just a fact. The next song is, oh, it was just right there. It'll come back. Don't worry. I'm hearing just the band Metallica, anything Metallica. This person would have loved anything Metallica. And then the song, for those of us who know, we just know. 8675309. You guys, you know what? Today's people will never know the pain of trying to memorize phone numbers while dyslexic. I'm just saying today's people will never know the pain of first of all trying to memorize phone numbers and have like 20 phone numbers stored in your head at any given time and remembering who they're for. And then if you're dyslexic, adding that to it. Yeah, they will never, ever know that pain, right? They will never suffer for that. Oh, my gosh. They have it so easy. They have no idea. Okay. The next The next time, okay, I need to move on. And the first thing that I need to say is, and you know, you're going to know if this message is for you, because it's just a message. It's not really a name or something. It's just, it's about dating and being in relationships. And this came to me over the weekend when I was talking with someone, and we all have that idea of the person that we want to be with, and we were using analogies and just cracking up. And the first analogy that I used was the car analogy. So we all know our ideal person is this, right? This is our ideal person no matter what, right? And we can compare that to our favorite car, a Bugatti, which I crack up when I say Bugatti, because I don't think of a Bugatti. I have no idea what a Bugatti is. I don't know that I want to. I don't care. And then, or you can use, you know, a Mercedes, a Bentley, a BMW, whatever it is, a Harley. I don't know. Use whatever. That's your ideal person, right? It has everything you want, right? And then the next. And I was channeling when I said this. I said, so we have our ideal car, and maybe that ideal car, which is our ideal person, represents the whole lifestyle also that comes with that car. So if, let's just say it's a Bentley, it might represent a person who wants somebody that is sophisticated and has a little bit of luxury going on. I go, but half of us are ending up with horses that we have to feed and clean up their poop and put a roof over their head. And it's not even a car. It's something we just have to maintain full on all the time. And we were cracking up for a bit over that. And it was pretty funny. I hope you guys are laughing at that, because if you know, you know, if you've been in that situation. And that goes for men and women. So many men and women get in that situation. That was my crack up over the weekend, but I wanted to share it with you because I know it's true. If you are single or you are dating, don't, and someone comes in and they're not exactly what you're wanting or not close to what you're wanting, don't think you can make it work. Go with, you know, your gut, and knowing that if it's not what you want, eventually you will be unhappy in the situation. Eventually you'll become bitter or sad or angry or whatever it is. So just hold out for what you really want, because for a lot of people, it's better to be single than to be in a relationship that's not satisfying. And those little and or big things will get you every single time. It starts out okay, but as time goes on, and if you're mature and you've been in more than one relationship, you know the little things can be just as damning as the big things. And it takes a lot of love to get you past those little things, okay? Okay. Okay. Hey, I want to say hi to a couple of people who have checked in on YouTube. And again, I'm live on YouTube. If you want to call in and ask a question, the question is, the number is 845-277-9131. And if you do want to ask a question, you have to hit the button one on the phone so that I know you want to ask a question. Jay Francis, Amy, hey there, Margaret or Marguerite, one of those two. Kim, and I don't always know how to pronounce names, even if they are coming through and they're spelled a certain way. I just don't always know how to pronounce names. So please don't take it personally, and please don't get upset about that. I'm not trying to offend anybody. Marguerite wants to say what my physical issue is. Okay, if you see what my physical condition is, Marguerite, I'm going to let for a moment, and I'm going to come back and answer that. I need to just take a quick second for that. I'm going to say, Jay Francis, thank you so much. She says she loves my Instagrams. Thank you very much. You guys, on Instagram and Facebook, I've been finding these beautiful memes and then, like, changing them a little bit. So if you're on Facebook or Instagram and you see them, let me know what you think of them. So, yes, there's that. Hey, Kim, how are you? Okay, Marguerite, the first thing, or Margaret, I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong once again. I'm going to say this. You are having... I'm just going to, I don't know if this fits for you. If it's not for you, it's somebody. And when we are on YouTube and I'm not having a direct connection, I'm going to say there is, I've tried to not say this three times, but it keeps coming back to me in a different verbiage. So I feel like this is it. I keep trying not to say it, but then it comes back. I feel like it's blood. Or bloodstream related. It's related in some way to your blood or bloodstream. And I do feel like it is something that you, they're going to find a resolve for it, but it's not going to be a, it might not, it could be a solution, but I feel like they're going to be able to resolve, have a resolve for it, okay? So I hope that helps you. If there's something else or something more exact that you want to tell me, you can go ahead and tell me. And you need to watch out for your, heart. You need to watch out for your heart. Okay, which makes sense with blood. That always, it does make sense. And if you are feeling something in your calves, especially move very quickly on that. Okay, like a, but what you think is a cramp or what you think is any sort of pain in your calves, especially watch out for that. Okay, Bagaya, I'm sorry I'm messing that up. Welcome to the show. I'm going to start taking callers, everybody, because they have been on hold for quite a bit of time here. So I'm going to start taking callers. And I'm going to go back and forth between callers and YouTube, and then I will do the best I can. Again, that call-in number is 845-277-9131. Now, if you want a private appointment, you have questions, you want to get a little bit more in detail, if you want to know more than one thing or connect to more than one person, tonig.info. The first caller is 216. 216, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Hi, this is Sharon. How are you, Tony?
I'm good, Sharon. And where are you calling from, Sharon?
Ohio. I looked on YouTube. It's the first time I've ever seen you. Oh, my God, it was so funny.
Oh.
I know. Yeah, I just looked. I didn't put my name in the chat or anything, but I did. Oh, wow. That's the first time I've ever seen you. That's all. Hello.
Okay.
That it's live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. How can I help you today, love? What's your question or connection?
What do you see coming up in like the next couple months at my job, my career? I really enjoy my job.
Okay. So Sharon, what I'm going to say is, as far as your job goes, everything is good.
Okay.
What I'm hearing, and I know I'm going to tell you what I'm hearing and then the song that goes with it, because they said
okay.
This and then they gave me the song instantly. So what they said is don't concern yourself with what anyone else is saying, thinking, or doing. And then they played that song, and it has a swear word in it. So I'm going to change a swear word, everybody. I don't give a fudge if you don't give a fudge and we don't give a fudge. I don't really, I can't
uh-huh.
Say the rest of it. how the words aren't coming. So basically just mind your own business, do your job. If somebody says or does something out of that you don't like, it's out of character or you feel offended, but just, you know, let it go. Don't say just the way to handle that is more in alignment with that's their personality and has nothing to do with me. So that's how they're saying you should deal with anybody that is acting that just is not being nice or authentic or they're out of character, whatever term you want to use for that. Just 100%, that's their issue, not my issue. I'm just going to go on with my day, okay?
One person. And you're absolutely right. You hit it. I want to see if you pick up on it. There's just one person. Everyone else is wonderful. Go on. I'm sorry. You're right.
And that's the thing. And, you know, we know, listen, here's the deal. If we know there's one, maybe two people at work, we love our job, we love everybody at work, we're dealing with a number of different personalities. So if there's one, maybe two people for some people that are, you know, every rose has its thorn. Stay away from the thorn. You know where the thorn is on a rose stem, and you just don't put your thumb on it. You don't grab it just willy-nilly and get poked by the thorn. You try to avoid the thorn, and when you can't, you go in knowing. And, you know, whenever I'm going to be dealing with somebody who might be complicated, I always say to my angel, protect me as I do this. I mean, I say that every time I get in my car, protect me while I'm driving. Protect me while I deal with these people, or help me to navigate around these people. And they will. That's what they do. So what I'm getting is just stay away from the thorn. You know exactly where the thorn on this stem is.
I know.
It's the rose itself. So just stay away from this thorn, and you're going to be just fine. And if you do have to deal with the thorn, just you already know it going in, so you're good. Okay, love?
Thank you. That was perfect advice. She's not going to change, is she?
Maybe she's not supposed to.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
Here's the thing. Listen, I'm going to say this, and a lot of people might not love this, but maybe she needs that personality to deal with whatever goes on in her personal life. Maybe she needs that demeanor to have the job that she has and to deal with the higher-ups that she has to deal with. Maybe, you know, just to make you or somebody else comfortable, people aren't supposed to change who they are. We're supposed to not personally or, again, avoid them. But the person we were all made perfect. Whatever it is that we do for coping mechanisms, whatever our coping mechanisms are, apparently she believes she needs to have that type of personality to protect herself and survive.
Okay.
Having said that, people aren't mean and rude or strong or whatever word we be to be like that. Something has brought them to that point, and that's how they protect themselves. So the point is, don't let the one person that is not your favorite person at this company take up any more space in your mind unless they're paying to. You have a ton of other people. Focus on them. Focus on your job. Focus on everything you love. And before you know it, you won't even be thinking of this person. Not that they're going to go. Not that they need to change. You just need to refocus. Every time you think of this person, just go, she's a blessing to teach me whatever it is I need to know in that area, and I'm going to move through this. Now, I'm going to tell you, everybody gets someone in their life that is helping them heal something they don't even know needs to be healed. So for you, you have a healthy, loving, okay, why ever this particular person has shown up in your life, has healed, let's clear that. And this is for you and everybody else who's dealing
yeah.
with somebody that has a, to them, has a difficult personality. This has healed,
has
cleared,
effect,
and
yeah.
all that has caused and kept them has healed, cleared, and released. Nope. So what I find is as soon as we heal whatever needs to be healed, why ever this type of personality shows up, we don't see the personality the same. And we might know they still have these certain traits, but then we move on into a better situation. Okay, beautiful?
Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
You are so welcome. I hope you have an amazing rest of the day, and I look forward to the next time we talk. I am going to go to 708. Yes. Okay, so Anne has two questions. She wants to know, and somebody Anne knows wants to know how their father okay, she has two questions. One is, how did they die, and any message from them? I'm only going to pick one and answer one today, Anne. And I'm going to tell you that his father would say to him, that makes sense, leave it alone, let it go. However he died, it's not relevant right now. There's a time when you will know. Now is not that time. He also wants to tell to be, I hope this makes Anne, be the person he wasn't. Step up and be the person he wasn't. I hope that makes sense. I hope that helps you. And that's what I have for you, love. I'm going to go to 708 now. 708, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Lynn from the Chicago area.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't know your name. What is it again?
Lynn from the Chicago area.
Lynn. Okay, thank you so much. How can I help you, Lynn?
My mother appears on license plates a lot, and she, my friend actually saw her appear like a couple times on license plates. That's how I know she's around.
Yeah.
Does she have any messages for me?
She also appears as a, like whenever you see finches, like the, I think the bird finches, she, that's her showing up also and saying hello. And the message is, so I get this message a lot for people, but I'm going to say it again. Keep going. And I wasn't going to say, the first thing I heard was keep going. And I'm like, oh, but it seems like I say that to everybody. So I go, give me another message. And then they gave me the song, Don't Stop with the Don't Stop Till You Get It. So it's just keep going, keep building, keep growing. Don't let go of what you personally have done. And keep going, okay? Just powering through is the message that she would have for you.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting that you say
ahead.
Powering through because I'm in a really rough patch in my life, and it is this feeling like, you know, God, you know, I have to get the reserves to power through.
Okay, so thank you for sharing that with me, Lynn. For you, for everybody, listen, there is so much going on. We feel like it's coming at us from all ends. And for you, for everybody listening, re-listening, watching, re-watching, it is overwhelming right now. I get a yes, we're going to heal, clear, release that. All that caused it and kept it overwhelming has healed. Excuse me, I'm so sorry, everybody. Has appeal cleared and released, I get a nullis.
Sorry, you get a what?
Clear and... Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I didn't hear what you said. You said that
you're
healing.
I'm doing now, and they're very, a lot of people are suffering, and we're going to do that now. So we did overwhelming, and we're going to do, we are suffering. I get a yes. Let's heal, clear, and release that. All that caused us and kept us has healed, cleared, and released. I get a no. Let's heal, clear, and release that. Oh. I'm just going to say this. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't give in. You're a warrior. And many, many times you have been a warrior. You are going to remain a warrior. And you are going to succeed. Give up your vision and your head. But you are going to...
It's funny because... I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's just that when you say warrior... That is a word that it's like, you know, a friend of mine and I are like, you know, stay the warrior. And I keep thinking I'm getting so tired that, you know, I don't know if I'm the warrior anymore. I always was.
Yes. And you know, I hear the statement from your mom, it's always darkest before the dawn, and you still are. Get the right nutrients into your body and change your perspective in your mind. Never tell yourself you're tired. Say, I'm ready. Because whatever we say, our brain, I'm going to compare it to a computer. And especially when we're talking about our functions of our body and our attitudes and everything like that. Whatever we say, it's like putting it into the computer, and the computer doesn't decide this is right or this is wrong. This is a virus, this is not. The computer says, you put it in, I'm going to do it. So if you're working on your regular computer, you can put in good things, or you can go and hack people and viruses and stuff. I don't know. I'm just saying things. I'm not a good computer person. But I'm going to say this. From now on, if you feel like you are overwhelmed with things, and we're going to clear overwhelmed, all that caused this and kept this, we're going to clear it all now, clear that. Just say to yourself, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. The solution is coming now. I'm almost there. And it, just say that to yourself right now and watch the difference in your energy. So Lynn, please just say that to yourself right now.
Okay, I'm almost there.
And then, yeah, do you notice the difference? And then one thing that I always say to people is, no matter what's going on in your life, every day when you wake up and throughout the day, just say, I'm amazing. And not in an egoic way. You're saying it to yourself. And I want you to say to yourself right now, everybody just say, I'm amazing. I'm doing amazing. And notice the change in even your chemistry, in your energy. Just notice that. And when people ask you, how are you doing? Don't worry about how they feel about your answer. I don't care how people feel about my answers. If somebody says, how are you doing? I say, I'm doing amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay.
And you notice the change in everything about your chemistry. You wake up a little. You have your strength back again. Okay, so the last clearing I'm going to do on this call right here is, I am strong. I get a no. Okay, it's not the last clearing. My energy is healed. I get a no. We're going to clear that to a yes. All that causes and kept it cleared and released. Let's clear, heal, and release that. Oh. Okay, you guys, that should do it. If anybody who's listening or on YouTube, please put in the chat if you've been feeling these clearings, how they feel for you. I know they're I feel them a lot, but I feel all the So, Lynn, I hope this was so helpful for you.
It was. I appreciate it. I appreciate getting in touch with my mom. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And she's showing me that white flower. It's a white flower that is, I don't know what they're called, but it goes up and then the top of it kind of goes, I know what lilies look like. What is this flower called? I don't think it's a catta lily. Maybe it is, but it's white and, okay, most of the time when I see this flower, it's at a funeral, but it's not, it doesn't have petals. It just comes up like a, I don't know how to describe it. I'm sorry, folks. If you know what it is, let me know. But she's saying she loved it. She loved it. She loved it. She loved it. She loved this white flower, whatever this flower is called. And I'm sorry, I don't know the name of it. I'm so sorry. Peace lily. Margaret said it's a peace lily. Thank you, Margaret.
Oh, it's a peace lily. So would that be referenced to her?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a lily. It's white, and it just comes up, and then the top, it goes, part of the top is higher than the other, but it's kind of just a circle opening that you can look down in. I'm sorry that I can't describe it better, but that's the...
Is it something for her or for me?
It's a confirmation. It's a confirmation, love. It's just a confirmation.
Okay.
Okay, love? Thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Tony.
You're so welcome, sweetie. And call back anytime. I'm here every Monday and Wednesday. Okay, sweetie?
Okay, bless you.
Bless you, too. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really do hope that was helpful. I'm going to answer one question online. I'm just going to call you Dee since I can't say your last name. Welcome to the show. Everybody here is happy to have you. Isabella, Tony, any message for me in regards to my love life? Okay, Isabella. Yeah, you know, I feel like the end of June, which is next week, the beginning of July, your love life is going to flourish. They're showing me like a field of, don't take this the wrong way, like a field of dandelions, but they've all turned into wishies. That's what I like to call them. And the wind is coming and blowing all the wishies into the universe, like the little white thing into the universe, to bring your wish to you, to open that up to you. July in through the 18th, possibly, of July, there's going to be a lot of opportunities. You have to, first of all, be out and in, not just out reading a book in a coffee shop, head down on the computer, looking at the phone. You have to be out, open, looking around, not staring at somebody. That's just creepy, really creepy. Just be out and approachable. And I feel like this might happen. There's going to be something with something at an event that's going to make everything flourish for you. Okay, Isabella, I hope that's helpful. I'm going to go to the next caller, who is 231. 231, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tia and I'm calling from Michigan.
How can I help you today?
I'm just wondering if there's any messages for me from Spirit.
Okay, could you just please do an exact, if you have an exact question, sometimes people don't get the message from Spirit. I'm serious about that. Sometimes people get really mad at me if I just give them whatever Spirit says because they already know it. They just don't want to hear it out loud.
Well, specifically from my dad, Ross, is what I'm...
Okay, yeah, right there. Okay, your dad and is your granddad on the other side also? A granddad,
yes.
One of your granddads on the other side? Oh, Okay, they show up together. One of them was a little bit more frail than the other one. And the message that I'm getting for you, the biggest message that I'm getting for, I don't know if this is a song, but they're kind of bringing it to me in a song. I'm sure it might be a song someplace, but the I'm going to ride into, this is not the beat of it. I cannot do the beat of it. I'm going to ride into that sunset. Something on a glorious day. And when I reach that sunset, that's where I will stay. Now, if that is not a song, that's just a verse or a poem or something he's bringing through to you to let you know he's in the sunset. Every day he's in the sunset for you. That's the message he just brought there. I'm going to, man, this is going to make me cry right now. A happy cry, though, a happy cry. He wants you to know he has been watching. Like, I've got my eyes on you. I have my eyes on you. And that he is, if you have been going through a struggle, if there is something you've been struggling with, and then I hear the word man, whatever this means to you, he's trying to show you something or open your eyes of something so you can see clearly some things that are, and then he's using the song, because I don't want to say what he's saying. He's using the song, what's going on, what's going on. Now, I hope this message makes sense to you. Now, when it says a man, it doesn't have to be a partner. It can be a family member. It can be a child. It can be a friend. I'm not, or boss. I want to know that sometimes it can be, not only specific, because we always jump to that, you know, if we have a partner, oh, my man's doing me dirty, I better be looking for the clues, throwing a GPS on his vehicle, that might not be legal, you might not, that's a joke. So whatever this is, whatever the situation is, they're trying to show you all of the dynamics of it so that you can make the best choice possible, okay? I hope that was helpful, sweetie.
Very much so. Thank you so much.
Now, I need to ask you, for myself and for everybody listening, did that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to contemplate on it, but I think I understand what they're getting at, yeah.
And they're trying to leave signs or show you. They're trying to show you. But I think, I don't want to say you're giving somebody the benefit of the doubt, even though I heard that. But yeah. So that's what I'm getting, love. I hope whatever you're thinking, it's true. And I just have goosebumps all up my right side on that. So if something happens and your gut tells you, oh, it's this, don't second guess yourself. That's what the benefit of the doubt is also second guessing ourselves. Okay, love?
Okay, thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and they love you and they're with you all the time. Okay, sweetie?
Thank you.
You are welcome. You are welcome. Okay, so you guys, I need to share a little info, and this is helpful if you're thinking about getting a reading with me. On everything, psychic medium. I am a psychic. I am a medium. If you have a session with me, there's a chance loved ones are giving you messages and or angels, mostly angels, but sometimes loved ones pop in. If they do, I may tell you that your loved ones are there with you. Don't be shocked by that. Don't go writing bad things about me because I'm a psychic medium. Number two-y. If you call me and you get a session and you ask a question and I tell you the truth, don't get angry with me. I did not create the situation. I did not cause the situation. I did not create the dynamic. If you're not ready for the truth of a situation or to live in reality so you can move on, please do not get upset with me. Do not get upset with your ancestors. Get upset with the angels. Don't get upset with me. I'm just a mouthpiece. I'm just telling you what they're saying. And yes, literally had somebody ask me a question, gave them the answer, and then they told me how upset they were with me and that I'm a psychic and I should have known intuitively that they weren't ready for that answer. Bitch. I can't, what do you even do with that, right? What do you even do with that? What do you do with that? I am not part of the don't ask, don't tell society. You ask, you're getting it. You're going to get it. You ask, you're getting it. I'm not allowed to lie. Okay, I'm just not allowed to lie. I'm not. So that's what I have to say about all that beautiful stuff. Okay. Okay, I'm going to do 510 next, but first I'm going to, Oh, that's a chicken dance. Hey, you guys, my brother Stevie is on TikTok now, and he's doing things, and he went on TikTok, and he did the chicken dance song with the chicken dance. That's like my happy moment right now. I go back and watch that just to make me happy. Okay, hey, Diana Perez, how are you? Hi, Tony, this is my first live. My name is Diana from Houston. Welcome to the show. I have a question regarding an item I lost. Ooh. I'm not always great with items that are lost, but I'll do my best. A gold bracelet, not sure where to look. Can you please give me your input? Okay, I'm going to just say I have helped people find things, but this isn't my strong point. So as soon as you say gold bracelet, I feel like it could be in a bedroom, if not your bedroom. And it's either, okay, the first thing they showed me was a closet. So it could be like you were someplace and you had to take it off and put it in a pocket or in a bag, like a purse bag. Or you put it in something in a closet or near a dresser. Now, if you have something on your dresser that holds things or in the dresser itself, that's what I'm getting. I hope that helps you, love. I really, really hope that helps you. I do. I hope it helps you. Okay, Olga, welcome to the show. So happy to have you. I'm going to do your question next. I'm going to go to, did I do 510, everybody? I don't want, let me, 510, what's your name? Hi, what's your name?
Tanika, California. Tanika.
I'm sorry, you're a little gargly on the phone.
Tamika,
how can I help you today, Tamika?
Okay, I want to know about how soon do you see me getting a new job, or will I get my old job back?
Okay, you're going to get a new job. Your old job, that might not work out for you. Mika, are you thinking about moving? Now, if you're not personally thinking about moving, it'd be a move to a new job that they're talking about. They might be saying moving, meaning not going back to the old, you're moving to something new. And then I'm hearing the song from the, I think it's the Jeffersons, I'm moving on up.
Oh, okay.
Yes. What's coming in Okay, so if you can let, now hear all of my words. If you can let go with grace and gratitude of the old, I think it's job,
yes.
And move into the, you will move into such a big, beautiful future. You need to know the reason you're not going backwards or back to that is because they have, like I see, open hands, like they're bringing you something so much better with better people. And
okay.
It's time for you into your next step, your better step, like your step up. You're leveling up, level up, level up, level up, level up.
Okay.
You're going to level
it
up.
Is.
You're like, and if you do this now, let me, oh, I love your peeps because your peeps are like, boom. Their energy is like, boom. If you do this, if you do this with gratitude and knowing like, nah, that ain't, that wasn't whatever, I'm going to be going here now, you're going to not move up one, but two levels. Now, you have to hold that energy. You have to get that energy, hold that energy, even once you get there. And when you walk in, don't think, ooh, did I bite off more than I chew? No. I can fit more in my mouth. I can fit more in my mouth. I did not bite off more than I chew. I can chew. I'm right where I belong. And not only am I where I belong, but there's room for me to grow, show, and glow here.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
I am going
to that's what
tell
I want.
What's coming is so much better than anything you've had in the past. So don't even think about the past because how we work in the universe. The universe gives us what we want. And when we get afraid and we want to run back to the old because it was comfortable and we knew it, slows down what's coming
the
in.
The process. Okay.
Just be so strong in this is coming. And I feel like within a month's time, meaning a month from now, you should have this new thing. I don't want you to look at positions that were the same. I want you to take all your skills, not me, your angels. When I say I, it's your angels. Take all your skills, all your abilities, everything you've ever done at a job. Oh, I love this for everybody. Everything you've ever done at every job, and Google every title and find the most professional title. Then take all those titles and put it into a Google search and see what jobs pop.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yes, I love it. And don't, so for some reason, what I'm hearing also, love, is that if you've done something long enough or if you've done something good enough, now you can apply to be the manager of that stuff that you've done, if that's what you like or what you want or how you feel, okay?
Okay.
And I'm gonna say, what I'm hearing is managers get hired because of how they present things on their resume, not always because of their past experience. So if you say, listen, I've done all of these things for this long, I have this experience, this, They will put you there, and then you do it like you've been doing it your whole life, okay? You do it like you just walk day one, like, I wouldn't be here if God did not mean for me to be here, so let's go, okay, love?
Okay. Thank you.
Excellent. You are so, so welcome. You are so, so welcome. I'm so grateful that you called because that was such good energy to be able to give out to everybody. And let me do this. I'm going to, for anyone looking for work, looking to move up at work, anybody looking for that perfect position that fits them, let's clear anything stopping or blocking that. Oh, that's a goodie. I love that. There you go, sweetie. There you go.
Thank you.
I hope that you are so welcome, sweetie. Now I'm gonna mute you, but don't go anywhere because I still have more to say about this. And I call back any response. I'm here every Monday and Wednesday at noon for everybody listening, watching. Here's what I'm going to say. You know, a lot of people will talk about certain positions, like let's just say you're at McDonald's, or they, if you get into certain restaurants, they want to fast track people because they cannot get and keep people. So if you go into, let's just say I'm going to use Culver's, and you let them know you want to be a manager, they will fast track you in that management position. And I'm going to say this, I think there's two things coming, so don't click it off. Number one, the managers of these types of places, especially the big M1, make pretty decent money. Okay, they do. They make really decent money for if you're, you know, whatever. Second, once you have that training, those skills, and that experience, you can take it any place, okay? So sometimes you don't go to school to get the experience and the training, but you take the position that maybe you thought you would never take, and you get that experience, and you get that training, and you get that skill, those skills, and then you take them with you wherever you go. And most employers, a lot of employers will take that life experience and that training over many other things. And that's so solid and so important to know, okay? The training part of it, you might not love it, but it'll be so worth it in the long run, okay? Okay, so Olga, please may I ask if my BF flirted or still tried to get close with Ariane? So did your boyfriend flirt with Ariane? Is he trying to get close to her? Okay, Olga, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to clear something with this situation because I think I'm picking up on your energy as much as the situation, so I just need to sort out. And what I'm going to say is, I'm going to ask it completely differently, and here's the way I asked it. Would he be with this person? It's a solid no. I think sometimes women forget we always get looked at, flirted with, paid attention to. I don't care what you look like. I see guys looking at girls that look homeless, like, hey, girl. I don't care what a woman looks like. We always get those looks. Men don't get that. I think he just wants to know he still has it from maybe somebody else. That doesn't make it okay. It's very disrespectful if he's doing that. Does he want to be with this person? I get a solid no on that. But I do get that he likes to get under your skin a little bit. He likes to poke the bear. I don't know why any guy would try to antagonize his woman, because we are beasts. We are beasts once you make us angry. Beasts. Straight up beasts. Okay? You anger us that way, week over. The whole week is done. Okay. I'll be back Wednesday. I love all of you so very much. If you didn't get through today, please come back Wednesday. I love you. I have a great week.